Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is David Williamson. He's here, a part of the Jefferson Matters Main Street Tower View team that's working on a collaborative poem to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Mahaney Bell Tower. And so, Mr. Williamson, thanks for being on the program again. And if you wouldn't mind just kind of going back over a little bit of your personal background, a little bit of your upbringing here in Jefferson.
Well, coming into Jefferson as a sophomore in high school, our family moved around a lot, and it was fun to come into a community like Jefferson, and there was lots of excitement going on because there was a new tower being built about that same time. And when I graduated in 1966, that was also the year the tower began its sort of official presence here in Jefferson. And back then, it was kind of exciting to come into a community because I had a chance to sort of reinvent myself when I got to Jefferson. We had a meeting here on the square with another classmate who happened to have the same hobby I had, and that is I was learning to play guitar. So I had a rock and roll band here in Jefferson the last 2.5 years of my high school years, and we were playing live and loud music. But my point here is that was real music. It was real music, real words by some young Jefferson residents. And we've learned that the bell tower actually had not been actually real bells playing. It's been synthetic bells, right. Synthesized music. We're going to, I think after 50 years, we're ready for real bells and real music. So we thought it'd be an opportunity for us to bring some real words, living words from the residents into the whole story. And so as a sculptor and a poet now, I'll bring those design skills to a community project. And that's why we're going to be here talking about how we are expecting and hoping that Jefferson residents will share their ideas and memories about the Mahaney Tower with us.
I'm gathering from you that it's kind of a unique perspective to have somebody with your skill set to have to work with somebody else's ideas, words, inspiration to give you the inspiration to be able to be that crucial part of the editor to kind of bring everything together. That's kind of a unique way, I think, of coming up with a poem.
It's a timely way in that, as you're probably aware, there's a lot of user-generated content out there. When we think about cultural expressions today, when we look at YouTube, when we look at Facebook or Instagram, any of those sort of social media phenomenon, the content of the business is created by the users themselves. That's called user-generated content. And that is all a part of what's called the creative economy. And the creative economy is an economy based on intellectual property and intellectual ideas that can run the gamut from new insurance products and banking products on through to medical breakthroughs in terms of biotech and biomechanics, on through to ag GMO work, right on through to the insurance business, that we're finding that those sorts of jobs, there are currently more creative economy jobs in the United States than there are manufacturing jobs, intellectual property. And so communities that are able to bring in creative talent like this are called talent magnets. And talent magnets are a tenuous thing because today's worker in the creative economy is not someone who is loyal to a company. They're loyal to community. They don't ask, is this a company where I want to work? They ask, is this a community where I want to live? And they figure that out by how creative is this town.
Okay.
Is this a creative place?
Sure.
So to take a collaborative, creative approach to a public poem in Jefferson, Iowa, is a signal to anybody who's looking for a creative community to decide to settle in, that this is a place where creativity not only is accepted, but is in fact encouraged, and that the community members themselves have an opportunity to participate in the process. So it's very timely.
Yeah.
And it also has economic development implications. So we're asking Jefferson citizens to go either to the library or to the coffee shop. It's the Homestead Coffee Shop.
Okay.
There's a third box at the top of the observation deck at the Mahaney Tower.
Okay.
Ironically, the little sheets of paper that you write your moment memory on it's like a little graph paper grid. It has 168 little squares.
Okay.
And that's how many feet tall the Mahaney Tower is.
Oh.
So you get 168 little spots to put letters and spaces and punctuation mark to share your story about the bell tower, your moments and memories. And then you'll fold that up and put it into the Mahaney Bell Tower Moments and Memory box that would be at each one of these four sites. The Mahaney Tower came to us sort of moment by moment. And it was built through all those months, hammer by hammer, weld by weld, concrete by concrete piece. And so we just thought it'd be fun to put out a little grid with almost like little stepping stones where you could put one letter at a time, up to 168 of them, and share your sentiment, your moment, your memory with us. And then at the end of the summer, we'll collect all the inputs that are in the box. And of course, we're going to take those inputs out of the box. We're going outside the box with those memories and moments. And then I become an editor, a collaborator, a facilitator. And through some interaction with the community members, we begin to pull together the pieces of the poem. But if someone were to ask me today, what will the poem be? I would reply confidently, I don't know. And what we could hope is that this collaborative public poem project that we're going to do this year in 2016 in Jefferson, that someone outside the community will discover new insights about this community many, many years from now and go, what a cool place. This is not a place where I just want to visit. This is a place I might even want to live. Jefferson, Iowa.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. It's David Williamson. He's the collaborative poet who's going to be putting together a community poem in which everybody has until the end of this month to write down their memories and their thoughts about the Mahaney Bell Tower for, again, a collaborative poem that'll be used during the rededication ceremony in October of the Mahaney Bell Tower. We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network right after this.